This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Candidates are already lining up for the 2008 presidential contest. Republican Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is aiming for so-called values voters. He's a Christian, but many Christian conservatives are not backing him. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates explains why.
Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is everything the Republican Party could want as his presidential candidate in 2008. He's pro-life, anti-gun control, pro-business, and anti-gay marriage, strong on national defense, smart, handsome, and a devoted family man. But Romney is also something that makes some Republicans uneasy. He is a faithful member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon. Diane Winston, a professor of religion and journalism at the University of Southern California, says voter unease with Mormon politicians isn't anything new.
There was a senator from Utah, Reed Smoot, who, once he was seated, was challenged because his fellow senators worried that he was secretly polygamous. He wasn't, but the issue was so keen and so conflicted that most Americans were very dubious about letting a Mormon sit in the Senate.
That was in 1903, and the church had already banned polygamy. Since then, several Mormons have been elected senators, including Utah's Orrin Hatch and Nevada's Harry Reid. There have even been Mormon presidential aspirants, such as Arizona's Morris Udall and Mitt Romney's father, Michigan Governor George Romney. Jan Shipps, one of the country's foremost authorities on Mormon history, says George Romney's 1968 campaign failed in part because his church excluded blacks from leadership positions.
The fact is that black people could become members of the church, but the men could not be ordained to the priesthood.
But in 1978, a church elder received a revelation that erased racial exclusion and the church began to grow. In growing, it became better known to the outside world. Mitt Romney's gubernatorial success and interest in the presidency will train a spotlight on the church and raise further questions about the details of his faith. So far, Romney has resisted going into detail, saying his faith is private and separate from his life in public office. But Richard Cizik, head of the National Association of Evangelicals, says that for many evangelicals, that's not a good enough answer.
Evangelicals believe that's very important to talk about, because we do not relegate religion or religious faith to the private sphere only. It's a matter of public record, and it should be examined. That is the relationship between private faith and public duty.
And since evangelical Christians are said to comprise up to a third of the Republican faithful, this could pose a dilemma for the party. Cizik says if an evangelical senator like Sam Brownback of Kansas enters the race, it could tip the balance for voters who are hesitant to support a Mormon.
Choosing between, say, Brownback and Romney, then it's probably enough of a liability that it could hurt him.
USC's Diane Winston says Romney's people have anticipated this and have a counter response.
His front man for the media now is a Southern Baptist who graduated from Bob Jones University, and you don't get much more kosher than that in the evangelical world. So I think Romney's trying to stress how much he shares with evangelicals in terms of how beliefs are turned into social policy issues.
Mormon historian Jan Shipps sees a Romney candidacy as a possible indication that the Mormon church has come of age in American political life, just as the presidential ambitions of an earlier Massachusetts politician signaled mainstream acceptance of another sect of Christianity.
John Kennedy was elected to the presidency at a point in time when Catholics were becoming truly acceptable.
Whether Mitt Romney will make Mormons acceptable enough to be elected to the highest office in the country remains to be seen. But, says Diane Winston, his outreach to different Christian communities will end up changing both those communities and his.
So I think it's a very expedient move, a wide tent of ideas linking people together as opposed to theologies keeping them apart.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.